Republican presidential hopeful Mitt Romney has criticized the current system of unemployment benefits. As part of his jobs plan, Romney is floating an idea that goes back to the Bush administration, personal reemployment accounts. Here's how they work. In addition to unemployment benefits, laid-off workers received a capped benefit of $3,000 to do with whatever they wanted in their job search, hire a counselor or take a class for extra training. Eight states have given them a test run. The details of Romney's plan for them are still unclear, but a recent Boston Globe editorial called personal reemployment accounts one of Romney's intriguing ideas. Irma Perez-Johnson is senior researcher at Mathematica Policy Research in New Jersey. She's been tracking personal reemployment accounts from their beginning. Irma, welcome.
Thank you, Jane. It's a pleasure to be with you.
Well, explain to us how personal reemployment accounts work. Did people receive a $3,000 check to do with what they wanted without any kind of approval?
Well, no, personal reemployment accounts were not a check that was given to participants, but rather it was a set of funds that was set aside for them to use and receive either as a reemployment bonus if they became reemployed within 13 weeks of qualifying for unemployment insurance benefits and or retained employment for 6 months, or they could use the account to purchase services, assistance with intensive counseling training, as you mentioned. And in fact, it's important to highlight that personal reemployment accounts were not offered to everyone, but actually to individuals who were anticipated to have experienced long terms of unemployment.
I actually read that there was evidence that people got off unemployment benefits 1 month earlier with this program.
This is only suggestive evidence. Not everybody used the accounts in the same way. Some of the participants really aimed for that reemployment bonus. Another large group of program participants used them primarily to help pay for childcare while they were going to interviews, to pay for clothing for interviews, for certifications that an employer or prospective employer was requiring. And very few actually used them for this sort of individualized counseling and support. But the states that operated the demonstration had the discretion to set parameters as to what types of uses were allowed and not allowed in their job search.
You're a policy researcher, but how political are personal reemployment accounts? Do you think the goal with these accounts is to ultimately, say, privatize employment benefits or to fundamentally change the traditional job training or unemployment system that we know today?
Well, it is difficult for me to speculate as to the intent of any given policy proposal, but I think it is useful to reflect first on the fact that personal reemployment accounts were not a replacement for unemployment insurance benefits. They were a complement. In addition to that, I think looking at the types of programs that there are to support job seekers and individuals in need of training nowadays, and comparing that to where we were 30 years ago, the system as a whole has been moving towards providing more customer discretion and choice in the types of services and training that job seekers feel will be most beneficial to them, and also relying more increasingly on market-based mechanisms, encouraging competition among training providers, allowing participants to seek services in the open market when possible. This concept of self-managed account is something that continues to be experimented with and refined.
So bottom line, you see personal reemployment accounts as something that might be optimistically looked at in the future.
I'd say that it was a promising concept. At the same time, I would highlight that because the accounts included these two pieces to them, the reemployment bonus and the service account piece, program staff and administrators found them somewhat complex to manage and administer, and also difficult to explain and possibly to understand from a participant perspective.
Irma Perez-Johnson is senior researcher at Mathematica Policy Research in New Jersey. Irma, thank you so much.
Thank you, Jane. It was a pleasure.